From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Riot police were out in force in Iran Tuesday in an effort to quell 6 days of anti-government protests. The protests spread to the northwest. Hundreds have been arrested, more than 20 killed since Thursday. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei has accused the country's enemies of fomenting the unrest. He did not identify who they were, but U.S. U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley insists the unrest is spontaneous.
They are virtually in every city in Iran. This is the precise picture of a long-oppressed people rising up against their dictators.
Speaking Tuesday to VOA, White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster said he understands the Iranian people's frustration.
This is a dictatorial regime that is oppressing its own people, that is using the resources that this great nation with this rich culture and rich history needs to foment hatred and violence across the greater Middle East. They are a driving force behind this fitna, behind this sectarian civil war that has caused so much pain and suffering and death in Syria, in Iraq, in Yemen.
Iran's foreign minister dismissed the criticism, insisting Iranians have a right to protest peacefully and outside infiltrators will not be allowed to sabotage them through violence and destruction. The head of the Roman Catholic Church in the Democratic Republic of Congo Tuesday condemned Sunday's crackdown on anti-government protesters in which at least 8 people were killed.
Nous ne pouvons que dénoncer.
Cardinal Lorraine Monsengwo Basinya denounced the actions of security forces, which he said amounted to barbarism. The protesters called on President Joseph Kabila, in power since 2001, to step down. He's remained in power despite a mandate that expired in December 2016. This is VOA News. Pakistan has expressed its deep disappointment with President Donald Trump's New Year's Day tweet for providing safe haven for terrorists operating in Afghanistan. Mr. Trump said the U.S. has received nothing but lies and deceit in exchange for billions in aid. Both civil and military Pakistani leaders described it as completely incomprehensible. Pakistan defense analyst Talat Masood said the tweet showed little sympathy for the suffering of the Pakistani people in the fight against extremism.
The people of Pakistan, the governments of Pakistan, have been really seriously affected and its consequences are felt every day by Pakistanis.
White House National Security Advisor McMaster was asked about Mr. Trump's tweet during a VOA interview.
This is not a blame game, as some would say. This is really our effort to communicate clearly to Pakistan that our relationship can no longer bear the weight of contradictions, and that we have to really begin now to work together to stabilize Afghanistan in a way that would be a huge benefit to Pakistan as well.
In Afghanistan, one U.S. service member was killed Monday and 4 others wounded during what's described as a combat engagement in the eastern province of Nangarhar. Egypt Tuesday hanged 4 Islamic militants following their convictions for the killing of 3 military cadets in 2015. At the same time, authorities in Egypt extended that country's state of emergency, first imposed in the wake of deadly bombings of Coptic Christian churches in April last year. Moldovan President Igor Dodon Tuesday criticized the country's constitutional court for suspending his powers in a dispute over ministerial appointments. He said the court has confirmed its image as an obedient political instrument. Mr. Dodon is at odds with the ruling coalition government, which seeks improved ties with the West. Last year was the safest year on record for commercial aviation. According to 2 organizations, no major airline experienced a plane crash anywhere in the world. Todd Curtis heads the website airsafe.com.
The last time there was a calendar year with not a single passenger killed, either through a jet airliner accident or a deliberate action like a hijacking or bombing, the last year that happened was 1959.
Every year since then, he said, there's been one jet event in which at least one passenger was killed. Even as global air traffic increased, the Dutch aviation consultancy to 70 said the chances of dying in a plane crash dropped to 1 in 16 million. In Peru, at least 36 were killed Tuesday when a bus collided with a truck and careened off a cliff north of the capital, Lima, falling some 80 meters. U.S. stocks started the new year off in positive territory Tuesday with one index, the NASDAQ, closing above 7,000 points for the first time. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.